Greetings in the blessed holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is going to be a continuation of the series that I started on the last message titled God's Chosen, the Abrahamic Covenant was a subtitle. We addressed in that message how God came down and he made a covenant with Abraham. Not just any covenant, but a covenant to Abraham and his descendants. And he promised Abraham that he would have a son named Isaac, and through Isaac, he was going to have a multitude of children or descendants, and the promise was going to go to them as well, and it was going to be an everlasting covenant between those people, those descendants of Isaac, and God himself. And then we talked about how Isaac had the son Jacob, whose name was later changed to Israel. And then Jacob, Israel, fathered the 12 tribes of Israel, or 12 sons that would become the 12 tribes of Israel. In those sons' names were Reuben, Simon, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Joseph, and then Joseph, his sons were adopted through that covenant with Jacob, and became Ephraim and Manasseh, which is what the third tribe would be, the 13th tribe. You often hear the term the 12 tribes of Israel, and you also hear the term the 13 tribes of Israel. And that 13th tribe was Ephraim and Manasseh, adopted into that covenant. Now, we are going to pick up with Joseph. Joseph is a very important story that needs to be addressed on this journey through the Bible, following the descendants of Abraham. Now, Joseph had a dream in Genesis chapter 37, and we read here in verse 1. And Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah. And his father's wives, Joseph, brought unto his father their evil report. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceable unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him even more for it. And he said unto them, I hear, I pray you, this dream which I have had dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves, and in the field, and lo, myself arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood about right, and made obeisance to my ship. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have domination over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dream and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it to his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance, or they bowed down to him, to me. And he told it to his father and his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren invived him, and his father observed the saying, and his brethren went to feed their father's flocks in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to them, Here I am. And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, see whether it will be well with thy brethren, and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, What seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where thy feed their flocks. And the man said, they are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dotham. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dotham. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into a pit somewhere. And we will say, some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph of his coat, his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into the pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead, with their camels bearing spice and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him. For he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren were content. Then they passed by Midianites merchants, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph down to Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren, and said, the child is not, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat, and killed a kid of goats, and dripped the coat in the blood of goat blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and brought it to their father, and said, this is we have we found. Know now whether it be the son's coat or not. And he knew it, and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes, and put on sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to confront him, but he refused to be confronted, and he said, for I will go down into my grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and a captain of guards. So we just read chapter 37. There's going to be a lot of scripture in this message, so just bear with me. And we have a story here where Joseph, he had a dream that his mother, father, and his 11 brothers were going to bow down to him. Very peculiar dream. And they got mad at him over it because Jacob Israel loved Joseph more than all his other sons. It was his younger son. It was also the son that he had with Rachel. And he loved him more. And there was strife between the brothers because of it. So his brothers threw him in a pit and then drew him out and sold him to the Ishmaelites. And the Ishmaelites took him all the way down to Egypt and sold him to a man in Potiphar's house. And Potiphar was an officer to Pharaoh in Egypt. So we're going to go now to chapter 39. And we're going to start reading again in verse 1 of chapter 39. And we're going to read about Joseph when he's in Potiphar's house. And it says here in verse 1, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of guards, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. in there for a minute, and you often hear the saying, and this verse here makes me think of it, people, everything he touches turns to gold, and that's kind of what this man, this blessing that Joseph had on him, the Lord had made it where everything Joseph had dealings with, because he loved the Lord and the Lord was with him, prosper. And you'll see why as we go along with the story, why the Lord put this blessing upon him. Read back in verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had put into his hands. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hands, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wot not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee. Because thou art his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." He left his garment in her hands and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought in Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me and to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord come home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, "The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out." And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife which she had spake unto him, saying, "After this manner did thy servant to me," that his wrath was kindled, and Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prisons committed to Joseph's hands all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did, he was their doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. End quote. That was the end of chapter 39. And we see here that Joseph, in one chapter, and obviously it was a long period of time in this chapter, that Joseph was made the ruler or the overseer of Potiphar's house. And he was a officer to the Pharaoh. And he was made an overseer and managed, and everything he touched prospered. It turned to gold. And that's why Potiphar liked Joseph so much. And he put him up to that level. And then Potiphar's wife came unto Joseph and wanted him to have intercourse with him and lie with her. And Joseph refused. And what we read here through 8 through 15, he refused many times. So this is something that's been going on for a while. And the time that he left his garment in her hand that one time, she had the idea to throw an accusation against Joseph and accuse him of rape or attempted rape. And then Potiphar took him and threw him in prison. And not just prison, but if you read here in verse 20, it says here, and Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. So this isn't just a regular prison. It is a prison for the king's prisoners, those special prisoners. But it says here, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave favor under the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hands all the prisoners that were in the prison. So we go here, we go from he's the head of this officer's Egypt's house to he goes into prison, and now he is basically a jailkeeper. And if we read on in chapter 40, which we're going to skip over today, we read that Joseph started having interpreting dreams for people in the prison. And if we read in verse 1, it talks about a dream the Pharaoh had. It says here in verse 1, and it came to pass at the end of the 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored keen and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other keen came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other keen upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored, lean-fleshed king did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat king. So Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn, or grain, came up unto 1 stalk, and ranked and good. And behold, 7 thine ears, and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears, and Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof, and the Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, and I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was with us a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. And to each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was, me he restored unto mine office, and he him hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. And they brought him hastily out of the dungeons, and he shaved himself and changed his raiments, and came unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard saying of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of a river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 keen, fat-fleshed and well-favored, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other keen came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and ill-favored king did not eat up the 7 fat king. And when they had eaten them up, it came not but be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored at the beginning. So I awoke, and I saw in my dream, and behold, 7 ears came up to 1 stalk, and full and good. And behold, 7 ears with withered, thin, and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them, and the thin ears devoured the 7 good ears, and told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed me, Pharaoh, what he is about to do. The 7 good kine are 7 years, and 7 good years are 7 years. The dream is one. And the 7 thin and ill-favored kine that came up after them are 7 years, and the 7 empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty through all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume all the land. And the plenty shall not be known in all the land by the reason of the famine knowing, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. And it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and let him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the 5th part of the land of Egypt, and the 7th plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities, and that food shall be stored to the land against the 7-year famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. End quote. So we see here that Pharaoh had a dream that was interpreted by Joseph to show the Pharaoh a famine, actually before the famine, a 7 years of plenty. There's going to be a very prosperous 7 years. And then there was going to be 7 years of famine after that. So if we read on in the rest of chapter 41, starting in verse 37, Pharaoh makes Joseph a ruler, second to Pharaoh in the kingdom. And he stores up food for those 7 years so they can get through the famine. So now we read in chapter 42, in verse 1, and it says here, "Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, Why do ye look one upon another? He said, Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down hither and buy us some from hence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, Lest peradventure mischief befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their face to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, Hence come ye, and they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, Ye are spies, to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said unto him, Nay, my lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are all men, man's sons, we are true men, thy servant are no spies. And he said unto them, Nay, but to see the nakedness of the land ye have come. And they said, Thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And Joseph said unto them, That it is that I spake unto you, say, Ye are spies, hereby ye shall be proven. By the life of Pharaoh ye shall go forth hence, except your younger brother come hither. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, and that your words may be proven, whether they be any truth in you. Or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. And he put them all together into words 3 days. And Joseph said unto them the 3 days, This do and live, for I fear God. If ye are true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, carry corn for your famine of your house, and bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. And they said one to another, We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul, when he besought us, and we would not hear, therefore is this distress upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, Spake I not unto you, saying, Do not sin against the child, and ye would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter. And he turned himself about from them, and wept. And he returned to them again, and communed with them, and took from them Simeon, and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provision for the way. And thus did he unto them. And they laid their asses with their corn, and departed thence. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provision, in the end, he espied his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said unto his brethren, My money is restored, and lo, it is even in my sack. And their heart failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, What is it that God hath done to us? And they came unto Jacob, their father, unto the land of Canaan, and told him all that befell them, saying, The man who is the Lord of the land spake roughly at us, and took us for spies in the country. And we said unto him, We are true men, we are no spies. We be 12 brethren, sons of one father, one is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in Canaan. And the man, the lord of the country, said unto him, Hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brethren here with me, and take the food for the famine of your house, and be gone. And bring your youngest brother unto me, then shall I know that ye are no spies, that ye are true men. So will I deliver you your brother, and ye shall triflick in the land. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that, behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said unto them, We have beriled of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away? All these things are against me. And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, Slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee, deliver him unto my hand, and I will bring him to thee. And behold, and he said, My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in which ye shall go, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave? End quote. Now that is chapter 42, where we're talking about Joseph. So right now, Joseph is the governor in Egypt, and his brothers have come down looking for grain because of the famine. The famine was so large and wide that it even reached up to Canaan land, and they were coming down for food. And of course, Joseph is the ruler, and he recognized his brethren, and they did not recognize him. So, in our next message, we will continue this story and go on to see what happens in Exodus chapter 43 and Joseph, what happens to him in Egypt and his brethren. Thank you for listening to Christian America Ministries, and I hope that you'll continue to listen to this series as we discover and follow Abraham's descendants through the Bible. Thank you.